听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 10, Stand Up for Honesty, Warming Up. Now you will hear a speaker talking about the importance of being honest. Answer the following questions with the information you hear.
Over and over, people say we should be honest. Being an honest person often means making sacrifices, something that is not easy.You may have to be brave to face and accept a harsh reality. You may have to give up your comfort, and you may have to work harder. Still, honesty is best. Because when we stand up for honesty, we make a statement about the kind of person we are. We say, I respect myself enough to tell the truth. And in the end, telling the truth will be more rewarding. Being honest will give you peace in your heart.It may also make others trust you more, and that trust may bring you greater success in life. See and listen to other people discuss honesty in Stand Up for Honesty.
Listening. Understanding short conversations. Now you will hear 10 short conversations. A question will follow each conversation.Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the four possible choices.
1.
You should always stand up for honesty in your daily life.
I'm aware of that, but lying and cheating are so much easier.
Question. Why doesn't the man always stand up for honesty?
Two. I
don't know why my teacher told me that I should stand up for honesty.
Maybe he felt that you weren't telling him the truth.
Question. Why did the teacher tell the woman to stand up for honesty, according to the man? 3.
I heard that you got caught cheating on the test. Why did you do it?
I had to. My parents were putting so much pressure on me to pass.
Question. Why did the woman cheat on the test?
4.
Why are you returning your diamonds to the store? You don't like them?
Well, when I brought them home, my father discovered they were fake.
Question. Why is the woman returning her diamonds? 5.
I was so upset about stealing money from work. I couldn't sleep at all.
Ah, your conscience got the better of you. I hope you return the money now.
Question. What does the man hope?
6.
We can get essays from the net instead of writing them ourselves.
Never try that. Our teacher is sure to catch you if you do.
Question. Why should the woman not use essays taken from the net? 7.
Since you became company president,There have been 0 cases of theft.
That's because I'm very firm against stealing. Once I catch one, he's fired.
Question. Why have there been no incidents of stealing since the woman became president?
8.
Why shouldn't I lie? Everyone else does it, and it helps me get ahead.
That's a very cynical attitude, and I don't think what you're saying is all true.
Question. How does a woman feel about the man's attitude? 9.
I always try to be honest, even at the expense of losing friends.
And that's why I like to be with you.I can always trust you to tell the truth.
Question. Why does the man like to be with the woman? Ten.
I assure you, when you start lying, it becomes harder and harder to tell the truth.
I know. And I've been thinking about always standing up for honesty.
Question. What has the woman been thinking about?
Understanding a long conversation. Now you will hear a long conversation followed by five questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the four possible choices.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Me too. How do you feel about taking this class?
Well, this is only the first day. I'll let you know after we meet the teacher. But already, I can tell you that there's nothing to worry about.
Really? Why is that?
Because I know about 100 ways to cheat. If you listen to me, you'll pass this class easily.
Wow! Can you share some of them with me? How do you write your essays?
I don't. For a small fee, I can buy them over the net.
What about tests?
No problem. I look at another student's paper or write important information on my hands. Teachers are always too stupid to figure it out. Haven't you ever cheated?
No. My conscience would get the better of me. Oh, and there's another thing.
What's that?
I'm the teacher.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 1. Why is the woman not worried? 2. According to the woman, what will happen if the man listens to her? 3. What does the woman do about essays? 4. What does the woman do about tests? 5. What does the man tell the woman?
Understanding a passage. Now you will hear a passage followed by five questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the four possible choices.
My girlfriend asked me if I thought she was getting fat. A difficult question for any boyfriend to answer. Most people would lie in this situation. Actually, honesty is best. I told her what I really thought, that she was gaining weight. After she calmed down, she started exercising more. She also began trusting me more, knowing I would be honest whenever she asked a difficult question. Being honest has also helped me out at work. Whenever my boss makes a decision that I don't agree with, I tell him what I really think. Though it's tempting to make him happy by telling him his ideas are always right, I am genuine with him and say what's on my mind. So whenever he needs a straight answer, he comes to me. Other people do likewise, and whenever someone asks me what is most important in life, I'll say it's honesty.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the passage you have just heard. 1. What did the speaker's girlfriend ask him? 2. Why did the speaker's girlfriend begin trusting him more? 3. What happens when the speaker doesn't agree with his boss? 4. What does the boss do when he needs a straight answer? 5. What does the speaker tell other people about honesty?
Understanding a movie speech. Task 1. Now listen to a speech from the movie The Great Dictator and fill in the blanks according to what you hear.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate, has goose-stepped us into misery and bloodshed. We have developed speed, but we have shut ourselves in. Machinery that gives abundance has left us in want. Our knowledge has made us cynical, our cleverness hard and unkind. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness and gentleness. Without these qualities, life will be violent, and all will be lost.
Motto Dialogues.
Asking permission, 1.
Excuse me, is this seat taken?
No, I don't think so.
Would it be all right if I sit down?
Of course, please.
Would you mind if I smoked?
I'm afraid you can't. Smoking is not allowed here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
2.
Hello, Smith's office.
Hello, Professor Smith. This is Tony from Class C. I am very sorry, but could you give me a few more days on the midterm paper?
I suppose so, but why?
The truth is, my mother is in the hospital, and I have to look after her.
I'm sorry to hear that, Tony. Don't worry about the paper.
Thank you, Professor Smith. And I'm sorry to ask, but would you also give me leave from tomorrow morning's class? I need to go to the hospital.
That shouldn't be a problem. Take care.
3.
Mary, can I use your computer? I've got to finish this assignment.
Sure. Go ahead.
Mary, may I use your calculator?
Certainly. Here you are.
Mary, mind if I see your class notes? I skipped the last class, you know.
Not at all. Here they are.
Mary, this math problem is too hard. Is it okay if I have a look at your answer?
I'd rather you didn't. That's cheating.
Please, just this once. We are friends.
No, you'll have to do it yourself, and that's final.
Showing agreement or disagreement. 1.
Personally, I think corruption is our biggest problem.
I'm afraid I cannot go along with you on that, sir. Corruption does exist, but overpopulation and unemployment are where the real problems lie.
2.
I believe a better life depends on the development of science and technology.
I'm sorry, but I have to disagree. The sad fact is that technology brings environmental pollution and cools relationships between people as well.
Well, that's not the way I see it. You can't blame technology for every problem. Life is definitely becoming more and more convenient thanks to the advances of science and technology.
3.
This film is terrible.
You said it. I can hardly bear to watch it. The music, the photography, and the acting are awful.
I can't agree more. This is the worst film I've ever seen.
Listening and speaking. Listening and discussion. Task 1. Now you will hear a story. Then try to answer and discuss the following questions.
Lily
the leopard thought there was something wrong with her. Unlike others, her spots were not black, but pink. Others laughed at her, and even her family was ashamed. Finally, she decided to run away from home. She fell asleep in a clearing and was awakened by the soft touch of a tongue on her nose. As she looked up, she saw a big leopard with bright green spots. This green leopard was Lenny, and he asked her what she was doing so far from home. Lily told her story. When she finished, Lenny said,
"What you need is self-respect."
"What's that?" asked Lily.
"Self-respect means liking yourself, even when others do not. It means appreciating all the special things about you."
"There's nothing special about me," Lily cried, "except these pink spots, and I hate them. I am so strange and ugly. I wish I were never born."
"Don't be silly.
You're very special. There is no one like you in the whole world, and I can see that you have many good qualities. Let's make a list of all the things you like about yourself."
Lily sat for a few moments thinking, and then said,
"Well, I'm kind and caring and friendly. I have beautiful golden eyes, and I run fast. I'm brave and strong and..."
Suddenly, Lily felt much better. As the sun set, Lily went back home. She held her head high and smiled warmly. "She is really quite beautiful," the other leopards thought, and they wondered why they had never noticed that before.
Homework: Language Sense Enhancement. Task 1. Try the following tongue twister.
"Come, come, stay calm, stay calm. No need for alarm. It only hums, it doesn't harm."
Task 2. Recite the following poem.
"I'm nobody, who are you? Are you nobody too? Then there's a pair of us. Don't tell, they'd banish us, you know. How dreary to be somebody. How public, like a frog. To tell your name the livelong June to an admiring bog."
Supplementary Listening. Task 1. Now you will hear a long conversation, followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
"What a beautiful day for playing golf. Excuse me, how much is it to get in?"
"It's $5 for you and $3 for kids between 7 and 12. We let them in for free if they are 6 or younger."
"Okay then, I guess that'll come to $8, because my little lawyer here is 3 and my little doctor is 7.
"Don't you mean that your older son is 6?
"Nope, I meant what I said. He's 7.
"I'm afraid that you don't understand."
"What is there to understand? I should pay $8. 5 for me and 3 for my son, who is older than 6.
"You're sure about this?"
"Of course. It's very simple. Here you are, $8.
"All right. You know, you could have just told me that your older son was 6. Then he could have gotten in for free. No one would have known."
"You're wrong. He would have known."
"Whatever. Have a nice day."
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 1. What were the man and his sons going to do? 2. What may the older boy want to become according to the man? 3. How much should the man pay for the tickets? 4. What did the woman say to the man? Five. What can we learn from this conversation?
Task 2. Now you will hear a passage followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
A man drove his donkey to the shore to buy salt. When they were crossing a stream on the way home, the donkey fell into the water by accident. When he rose up, he found the load much lighter as the water melted the salt. The man had to go back to the shore to buy more salt. When they came again to the stream, the donkey fell down on purpose. He brayed, for his load was again greatly reduced. The man found out his trick, drove him for the 3rd time to the coast, and bought a lot of sponges. The donkey again fell into the water on purpose, but this time the sponges became big and heavy with water. So the donkey's trick backfired on himself, for he carried on his back a double load.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the passage you have just heard. 1. Why did the man drive his donkey to the shore? 2. What happened to the donkey the first time they crossed the river? 3. Why did the donkey bray the second time they crossed the river? 4. What happened to the donkey at the end of the story? 5. What does this story tell us?
Task 3. Now listen to a VOA special English report and fill in the blanks while listening.
Now, words and their stories. A VOA special English program about American expressions. I'm Rich Kleinfeld, with expressions that include the word face. The first is face the music. It means to accept the results of what you have done. Here is an example from a Reuters news report. Britain's highest court had ruled that former Chilean dictator Augusto Pinochet was legally arrested. Opponents of General Pinochet welcomed the news. One of them said, "We have waited for years for this man to face the music." No one is sure how the expression began. One story is that it came from a military ceremony held when a soldier was forced out of an army. The buttons were cut from the soldier's clothing. He was put on a horse, facing the back of the horse, and led away. As he left, he faced the music of a military band and the soldiers he had served with. Another story says the expression began in the theater. New actors, shaking with fright, were told that the only cure was to go out and face the music. The music was played by the orchestra seated in front of the stage. A similar expression is face up to. It means to accept something that is difficult or painful. For example, a man must face up to the fact that he lied about a business deal and will lose his job. Or a child must learn to face up to her responsibilities and complete her schoolwork. Meeting someone face to face can be exciting, especially if the other person is famous. It is an expression one might use after visiting the White House and meeting the president face to face. or a teacher might ask for a face-to-face meeting with the parents of a student in trouble. It means to talk to someone in person, not by telephone. Another expression is as plain as the nose on your face. It means that something is as clear as it can possibly be. Shakespeare used the words almost 500 years ago for a joke in his play Two Gentlemen of Verona. Valentine secretly loves Lady Sylvia. His servant jokes that Valentine's love for her is as hard to see as the nose on a man's face. Of course, a man's nose cannot be hidden.